朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
没有一个人在这里坐在这里是能够毫无羞愧地说我没有罪。
Nobody that sits here can say without any shame that I'm sinless.
我看见一个见证讲到有一个人还没有信主以前，
I read a testimony somewhere when there's someone before he become a Christian.
我想起来了，是藤吉辉牧师。
It was Reverend Pastor Philip Tang mentioned.
他在这边讲过，他得救的那天晚上就认了罪，然后他回家写下来39样罪。
Because that day when he became a Christian, then he confessed his sins, and when he went home, he could write down all the sins that he confessed. There are about 39 items.
他说：“如果在我认罪以前，人要说，藤某人，你犯了这些罪。”
Then he said, if before I actually confess those sins, if somebody come to me and say, so and so, you have committed all these sins.
他说我才没有的，是你犯这样的罪。
And then I would say, no, you are the one that really committed those sins.
不仅不承认，还要再加上一样罪。
So not only he will not admit that, he also will sin one more time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个一个人认罪和不认罪，看见自己的情形，完全出于神的怜悯。
So,someone who's willing to confess his sins or can really see clearly what is like, it is really from the grace of God.
但是不管你认不认罪，不管你同不同意你是罪人，你却在罪的权势底下，而且这个罪引你到死亡。
But actually, it doesn't matter whether you confess those sins or not. The sins are really in you, and that will lead you to death.
为什么你会死亡？
Now, why do we die?
今天很多人研究为什么人会死，所以他们研究各样方法叫人可以活得长一点。
And then a lot of studies today, they're trying to study why people will get old and die. So they try to reverse that and try to do a research trying to elongate human life.
他们甚至大言不惭说，我们现在已经有所有的科学知识，若是我们这样，生命应该可以延长很多，可以不死。
So those wonderful scientists, they say, now if we do this and do that, then we will have a longer life.
他们说我们至少可以把人的生命活到120岁。
They say at least that we can extend human life into 120.
但是他说很可惜，我们虽然可以把生命延长，但是生命的质量却不能提高。
But then they say it's an unfortunate thing that we can extend the years of this one's life, but we cannot change the quality of the life.
我就觉得很好笑。
And I feel this, I,chuckle about this.
你知道圣经里面人的寿命一再的减少，是出于神的恩典。
You see, in the Bible, it was recorded that the human life just keep on getting shorter and shorter. That actually is the grace of God.
最早的圣经里面给我们看见几百岁、600岁、800岁，最长的一个人969岁。
You see, in the Old Testament, that we see that the people live such long years, like 600 years. The longest one is 900 some years.
等到洪水之后，人的寿命变成差不多500年。
Then after the flood, then human life become only about 500 years.
以后到再过一段时间，人可以活到120岁。
And then after a while, then human life will only extend to 120 years.
再过一段时间到摩西的时候，他就说，人一生的岁数是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁。
And then by the time of Moses, he already claimed that if our life is but 70 years, but if you're strong, you can live up to 80.
有很多的原因叫人的寿命越来越短。
There's a lot of reasons that shortens our lives.
但是我相信人不能够逃脱一个基本死亡的律，就是因为罪在他的里面。
But there's one thing that we cannot really escape, that is sin.
我不知道罪和死有什么关系。
I don't know what's the relationship between sin and death.
但是我却知道罪在人里面的时候叫人没有喜乐，叫人生命的质量越来越差，叫人越来越没有快乐，越来越没有平安，越来越没有能力。
But I do know that when the sin is in the human life, then you don't have joy, then you don't have peace, and gradually the quality of life just deteriorate.
昨天我听一些弟兄姊妹们讲了他们 许多痛苦。
Yesterday, I had a chance to listen to some brothers and sisters explain to me their pain.
你知道，我在光在那边听的时候，越听我的心就越下沉，听得我累了。
And when I was just listening, the more I listen, my heart's getting heavier and heavier. And by the time they finish, I feel exhausted.
我觉得我的精力都已经耗尽了。
I feel that all, it drains all my energy there.
弟兄姊妹，但是如果你在一个非常可喜乐的光景里面，
but then
on, 你的精力越来越多，越来越多，越谈越起劲，不想睡觉。
But on just the opposite, when you hear something good, something wonderful, and the more and more you feel excited, you feel energized, and you don't even want to go to sleep.
所以我知道圣经里所讲的话。
So I understand what God, when the Bible is telling me.
我闭口不认罪的时候。
When I close my mouth and I don't want to confess my sins.
他说我的骨头枯干，精液耗尽。
And they said that my bone will get dried and all my energy will be drained.
诗篇32篇第三节。
Psalm 32 verse 3.
和第四节。
3 and 4.
所以弟兄姊妹，我知道一件事情。
So I know one thing.
我们是活在罪中的人，而且罪叫我们越来越趋向死亡。
You see, we are ones that live in sin, and that this sin will draw us closer and closer to death.
这是没有办法逃脱火蛇的审判。
This is something that we cannot escape. This is the judgment of the fiery serpent.
罪的毒钩已经把我们抓住。
Because that the poisonous sting of death already caught us.
但是摩西为着以色列的百姓祷告。
But Moses prayed for Jesus, for the Israelites.
神就预备了一个救法。
And then the Lord prepared a way of salvation.
今天神已经预备了一个救法，为着所有有罪的人。
You see, the Lord already prepared a way for all those who are sinned, who sinned.
这就是耶稣基督来到地上的目的。
Now this is the very purpose why Jesus is coming to this earth.
主耶稣说人子被高举起来。
The Lord Jesus said that when the Son of Man be lifted up.
谁是人子啊？
Now who is the Son of Man?
耶稣基督就是人子。
And Jesus is the Son of Man.
耶稣不是神的儿子吗？
Well, didn't you say Jesus is the Son of God?
耶稣完全是神的儿子。
Yes, indeed, 100% Son of God.
但是他却成为人的样式。
But he took on the form of a human.
耶稣最喜欢自己用的名字叫做人子。
Actually, Jesus really loved to use the term that he claimed himself to be the Son of Man.
他喜欢来做人。
He loved to become a man.
这跟我们中间很多人不一样，我们不喜欢做人，巴不得没有生在地上。
This is very different from a lot of us. We just don't want to live anymore. Rather not be born.
你不要以为我在讲笑话。
Don't feel that I'm just joking.
我的女儿对我抱怨过，爸爸，我不生在地上多好。她心里不高兴，她就抱怨。
My daughter complained to me the same way.
十几岁她已经知道，我如果没有生在地上，我多快乐，根本不。当然，我根本不在，我没有什么快乐不快乐。
So even the teenagers have the same thoughts.
但是耶稣基督却甘愿。并且喜欢作为人子。
You see, but Jesus, he's willing and he's loved to become a man.
圣经里面腓立比书告诉我们说，他本来与神同等。
The book of Philippians it tells that he was being equal with God.
他却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But he does not want to be like that.
他却甘愿降卑，取了奴仆的样式，既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服。以至于死，却死在十字架那边。以弗所二章十节。
Ephesians
第二章十节。
Ephesians 2, verse 10, that he humbled himself, become a man, and even as a servant that was died on the cross.
耶稣基督喜欢来做人子。
He loved to be the Son of Man.
因为他要与我们认同。
Because he wanted to be identified with us.
希伯来书里面就明明的讲清楚说，他凡是与我们相同，只是他没有犯罪。
Because in the book of Hebrew it tells us very clearly that he is exactly the same as us, except that he never sinned.
他没有犯罪。
He never sinned.
但是他却除此以外，样样与我们相同。
But besides that, every single aspect, He is exactly the same as us.
我们怎样在地上生活？
Now, how do we live every our daily lives?
我们怎样需要睡眠？
Now, how do we need the sleep?
我们怎样需要食物？
How do we need food?
我们怎样需要交朋友？
And how do we need friends?
我们怎样需要工作？
And how do we need work?
我们怎样需要亲人?
And how do we need our relatives, our families?
我们怎样需要有敬拜神的机会?
And how do we need the chance to worship God?
我们怎样需要我们心里面能够和人有更多敞开的沟通?
And how do we need this close fellowship with more people?
用今天许多各种话,各方面的需要,他都一样和我们进入这些需要里面。
You see, He is just like us. He has all these needs.
Emotional needs, 感情上的需要。
Emotional needs.And material needs.
各方面的需要都一样，属灵方面需要都一样。
And even spiritual needs.
甚至当他被人攻击的时候，他也一样心里忧伤。
Even when he was attacked by men, also he feel that sorrow.
当他和这些门徒们分别的时候，他一样里面觉得难过。
When he have to depart from his disciples, in the same way that he feel pain.
凡事与我们相同。
Because in every aspect, he's exactly the same with us.
要在我们人的软弱中间来经历人的苦难。
Because he want to be just like a man in a man's weaknesses.Weaknesses that he can understand all inflictions.
这就是他所以来到地上的目的。
And that is precise purpose.
我们也可以说，他为了我们的缘故成了铜蛇。
So that we can say, because of us, he become that bronze serpent.
你知道铜代表审判。
Now we all know that in the Bible, the bronze means judgment.
他在人的生命样式里面。受了人所该受的审判。
You see, in the form of man, he received the punishment of a man.
虽然他是完全代替我们。
Although he was totally, completely, our substitute.
在神儿子的生命里面，他是审判者，他不需要被审判。
Because as a matter of fact, he's the son of man. He is the one, he's supposed to be the one, son of God, he's supposed to be one that judges.
但是他却宁愿在人子的地位里面被审判。
But rather he want to become a man in the position of man and be in judged.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在稀奇，神的大爱是这样。
So we really marveled at God's love.
圣经里面所以告诉我们说，神爱世人是这样的爱法。
So that when the Bible tells us that God so loved the world, so means this way.
他宁愿为我们。代替了我们接受神公义愤怒的审判。
He rather take our place to receive that the judgment from God.
我们怎么样能说明这件事情？
Now how can we explain clearly this thing?
从耶稣自己的话是最好的说明。
From Jesus' own words, that's the best explanation.
当他被挂在十字架上面的时候，
When he was hung on the cross,
他说：“父啊，为什么远离我？”
Then he said.Father, why art thou forsaken me?
你知道，他这句话是应验诗篇二十二篇里面讲的话。
Because this is to fulfill the what is in Psalm 22.
在预言里面已经看见这件事情。
Because
大卫写了这样的诗篇。
Because in the time of David, he already foresee this.
所以我们相信，所有有信心的人。都看见这件事情
so that,
看见耶稣基督的事
so that we understand that all who are in faith have seen this.
主耶稣就说我的神啊我的神啊为什么离弃我 Because, 为什么不听我哀恨的言语
He said that Jesus said that my God, why have thou forsaken me? Why don't you listen to my cry?
他在十字架上面甘心为我们受审判
On the cross, he's willing to take the judgment.
担当我们的罪恶
to take our the burden of sin from us.
刚才我们弟兄带我们读的诗篇103篇
Earlier, our brother lead us to read Psalm 103.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10. That he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
为什么？
Now why?
因为耶稣已经担当了我们的罪。
Because Jesus already took that.
他既然已经担当我们的罪，我们就没有需要再来担当。
Now he already took that, so that we don't have to take it anymore.
有一首诗歌是我最喜爱的，就是平安如水流。
And that's one song that I really love is that when peace like river.
那里说我的罪啊，哦，我一想起这个荣耀有福的盼望，有福的思想。
And there is a mention, oh, my sin. Oh, the minute I'm thinking about it, this wonderful,
glorious,
blessed, the glorious thought.
罪不压在我的身上，是担在他的十字架上。
Because the sin no longer was oppressed on me, but rather it was shouldered on the cross.
我就要感恩，我就要称谢，我的心啊，你就应当称颂。
So that my soul shall rejoice and shall praise him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们并不是忘恩的人。
So we're not the one that forget about all those wonderful grace.
每一次当我们想起我们的罪如何因着耶稣基督的十字架而得的赦免，我们都要感恩。
Every time when we're thinking about our sins, and right away we have to give thanks because of cross.
而且除了耶稣基督之外，也没有人能够代替赦免我们的罪。
And actually, besides this cross and Jesus, nobody can forgive our sins.
所以主耶稣说啊，人子要被高举起来，就要吸引万人来归向他。
So Jesus claimed that the Son of Man shall be lifted up, and so that all shall come, shall draw all unto him.
主说人子要像摩西在旷野举蛇一样被举起来。
And the Son of Man shall be lifted up, just like the bronze serpent was lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
So that all who believes will have everlasting life.
亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
主的话在这里这样清楚地告诉我们。
And it was so clear that the God's word is here.
我们刚才已经说过，那个外面摩西的铜蛇是一个物质的东西。
We already said that bronze serpents, but just a material thing.
但是我们从新约的经历里面却看见铜蛇所代表的意义。
But from the light of the New Testament, we know the true meaning of that bronze serpent.
因为耶稣把自己放在那铜蛇的地位上面。
Because Jesus himself put on the cross just like that bronze serpent.
因此我们就了解。
So that we understand.
他取了人的刑罚。
And he became a man.
他受了罪的刑罚。
He received the punishment of sin.
他被挂在十字架上面。
And he was hung on the cross.
都是为了我们。
It's all for us.
好叫我们的罪得了赦免。
So that our sins will be forgiven.
但是这里需要一个条件是什么？
But under one condition, what is that?
需要你的信心。
It needs your faith.
以色列人就同时经过他的面前。
The Israelites, even when the bronze serpent passed them, right in front of them,
他若不相信,
if they don't believe the word of God,
他就不会抬头,
they will not lift up their head,
他就不会仰望,
and they will not look up to the,
就看得非常清楚, 摩西也看得见,
and then God can see that, and Moses also can see that,
这个人就灭亡,
and that man will perish.
但是若是有一个人,
but if there's one man,
他不管在多远,
doesn't matter how far away he is from,
远远看见那个铜蛇。
But he see from a distance that bronze serpent.
他的心却能够举起来仰望他。
But if his heart is well lifted up and look up to the bronze serpent.
因为他相信神的话语。
Because he believe in the word of God.
今天我们神的话语怎样告诉我们呢？
Now, what is the God's word told us today?
你若相信耶稣基督为你死在十字架上。
If you do believe Jesus Christ died for you on the cross.
你若相信他的死能赦免你的罪。
If you do believe that because of his death, that your sins are forgiven.
你就要得到永远的生命。
Then you shall receive eternal life.
你相信吗？
Now, do you believe that?
有些时候每次当我们问相信不相信的时候，那些人就很自然地低头，他不敢回答。
And a lot of times when we ask these questions, and some people will just bow their head, and they're not to answer.
但是我今天要另外一个方法告诉各位。
But today I want to tell you in another way.
我不是现在来问你信不信。
I'm not going to ask you now whether you believe or not.
我是说圣灵在你的心里已经做工。
I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is already working in your heart.
你因为圣灵的工作，你的确眼睛开启看见。
Now because of the work of the Holy Spirit, your eyes are already open and you can see that.
你真的看见。
And actually you already saw it.
那你就明白，除了耶稣基督之外，没有人能够赦免你的罪。
Then you do know in your heart that besides, except Jesus Christ, nobody can forgive your sins.
你虽然口里没有说，
although your mouth did not confess,
你也不肯举手，
and you don't want to raise your hand,
或者你是不敢举手，
or you dare not to do that.
但是你的信心已经看见了，
but in your heart, your faith already seen that.
你抬头一望，就望见耶稣基督。
As long as you just lift up your head, and you look, and you can see the cross in front of you.
这个叫你的信心。
Now that is your faith.
不是因为我向你挑战，你有了反应叫做信心。
It is not because I challenge you, then you take on that challenge.
而是你明白了就这个救恩的原因。
And rather you just understand in your heart
what's the true salvation.
When you're willing to receive like that,
神的灵就要进到你的心里。
And the Holy Spirit shall enter into your heart.
你所看见耶稣基督的赦免的力量就要成为你的实际。
And the forgiveness from Jesus will become a reality in you.
你要得到永远的生命。
Then you shall receive the everlasting life.
当你得到这个永远的生命，你就跟以前那个火蛇被咬的情况完全不一样。
And after you receive that life, then your life will be totally different from the situation like before.
每一次你仰望同舍的时候，
Every time,
仰望耶稣基督十字架，
when you lift up your head and look up to Jesus,
在你里面得到的就是生命。
In your life, you receive, inside you receive true life.
今天我们弟兄姊妹都需要仰望耶稣。
Today, all our brothers and sisters, we all have to look up to Jesus.
我们虽然是明白了真理，
although we understand the truth,
我们还是需要仰望主，
we,
叫我们从死亡里面出来。
But we still need to look up to Jesus to escape from death.
主说人子被高举起来，人子被举起来，就要叫人得永，信他人得永生。
And all those who believe will have eternal life.
感谢神的恩典。
Praise the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的救恩是何等的真实。
Because how true is your salvation?
在旧约的时候，虽然借着铜蛇，也多少人因信而得救。
In the Old Testament time, through that bronze serpent, so many lives are saved.
因为他们的信心。
Because of their faith.
今天我们也在信心里面仰望耶稣基督为我们成就的救恩。
Today in faith we shall also look up to Jesus for the salvation.
当我们抬头仰望耶稣基督十字架的时候。
When we lift up our head to look up into Jesus.
我们真知道我们的罪得的赦免。
Then we truly know that our sins are forgiven.
神，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督降世，取了人的样式。
Because you sent your son to become a man.
好叫他为我们受审判。
So that he will be judged.
我们的罪就不再受审判。
And our sins will no longer be judged.
一切的罪都重担压在十字架不在我们的身上。
And all the burdens is upon the cross no longer on us.
因此我们抬头仰望你，我们里面得了何等的轻省。
So when we lift up our head, and how wonderful, how easy we can feel.
主，谢谢你教导我们信心的道路。
Praise you, Lord. We thank you for teaching us this way of faith.
因为不是我们自己的感觉。
Because it's not because of our feeling.
而是相信你的工作。
But rather faith that we believe in your work.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We praise you. We give you all our praises.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。